For all the encouragement you hear in Barbados for people to take greater advantage of the digital economy, there are some people who say that's easier said than done. One of them is Deborah Grant of Chattel House Audio Tours. She's told a just held seminar by the Small Business Association that for her, it's been very frustrating.
I joined, just to give a simple example, I joined a session, a Missing Today session on Instagram Reels, and I was given homework, and the homework was just to put on captions, and I'm restricted because there's some things in Instagram that's not available for us in the Caribbean, apparently. I didn't realize that, so I went on with great enthusiasm to do my homework to discover that there are some things that's just not available. I tried getting a book yesterday, not available in this region. I did, during COVID, wanted to do virtual tours. I didn't have the equipment because I don't have the latest iPhone or anything of that sort, so I got a GoPro. And I'm going, great, I have my GoPro now. But then to go out there, I need the phone to interact. And again, it's blocked in this region. So although we can get the equipment and all that, there's still a lot of blockages, as you kind of talked about it earlier, in the region. So what are we? Is this something that we can realistically solve, or are we just too small in this part of the world to be able to ever access these beautiful, glorious things? It's stumping my growth. Because here I have the ideas to not only have walking tours, to not only have island tours, but to tap into those persons who can't travel for whatever reason. Someone who is retired, who loved traveling to Barbados, but can no longer do it, but would love to have to spend a day going down to Bathsheba and to have that kind of stuff. I can do that and interact with them at the same time if I had that ability that is being stopped because of that. The blockage in the whole system.
Erica Smith of COSCAP says that for over 2 years now, they have been asking government to make some changes to legislation to make it easier for local artists to get a better deal in the digital space.
A lot of Caribbean artists are out there in that space, but they're not able to really make any money. And I can tell you, they will not make any money because of how the whole legislative system is set up. And for example, in terms of YouTube and the ability of Caribbean persons to monetize on YouTube generally, they have to find workarounds because Google has not, and has stated they're not interested, I don't know if ever, in setting up a monetization channel for the Caribbean. A YouTube channel specifically that allows for monetization in the region. You mentioned about premium pricing and establishing exclusivity to allow for value added. That's fine, but that is premised on the use of intellectual property to establish exclusivity. And again, I would say we need to understand how we allow for greater access to the IP system and the strategic use of IP.
Ms. Smith adds.
From the music side, we've been lobbying. We actually engaged a legal consultant to find a way to amend our legislation, how it's written, to help us with a workaround. And it has been presented to government, and you know, I follow up ever so often, but it's to have movement on it. And the idea is if we can accomplish this in Barbados, my colleagues regionally, they're waiting so they can replicate it.
Erica Smith of the copyright organization, better known as COSCAP. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
We know the faces of our communities. We chat with you on the bus, pass you in the supermarket. But above all that, we protect you when the unimaginable occurs, settling your claims, helping you rebuild. Because we not only ensure a community of people, we ensure our friends, families, and neighbors. Trust the people who have served you for over 175 years. Insurance has never been more important. Get home, motor, travel, and business insurance at SagicorGeneral.com. SagicorGeneral, wise financial thinking for life.